The Noble Mahayana Sankharta Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of India, Arya Sankharta Sutra Dharma Paryaya. In the language of Tibet, Pakpa Sungidoi Chogyi Namdrang. Homage to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thus I have heard at one time. The Blessed One was dwelling in Rajagriha on Vulture's Peak, together with a great assembly of 32,000 monks, including the Venerable Ajñāta Kaundinya, the Venerable Mahamaudgalyayana, the Venerable Shariputra, the Venerable Mahakashapa, the Venerable Rahula, the Venerable Bakula, the Venerable Padrapala, the Venerable Padrashri, the Venerable Chandanashri, the Venerable Jangula, the Venerable Suputi, the Venerable Revata, the Venerable Nandasena, and so forth, and 62,000 bodhisattvas, including the bodhisattva, the great being Maitreya, the bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumara Shri, the bodhisattva, the great being Kumaravasan, the bodhisattva, the great Kumarabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Anuna, the bodhisattva, the great being Manjushri, the bodhisattva, the great being Samantabhadra, the bodhisattva, the great being Sudarshana, the bodhisattva, the great being Parshajasena, the bodhisattva, the great being Vajrasena, and so forth. And together with 12,000 devasons, including the devasan Arjuna, the devasan Bhadra, the devasan Subhadra, the devasan Dharmaruchi, the devasan Chandanagarbha, the devasan Chandanavasin, the devasan Chandana, and so forth. And together with 8,000 deva daughters, including the deva daughter Murdamgini, the deva daughter Prasadavati, the deva daughter Mahatma Samprayukta, the deva daughter called Glorious Eye, the deva daughter Pradapati Vasini, the deva daughter Balini, the deva daughter called Glorious Wealth, the deva daughter Subahu Yukta, and so forth, and together with 8,000 Naga kings, including the Naga king Apalala, the Naga king Elapatra, the Naga king Timingila, the Naga king Kumbhasara, the Naga king Kumbhashirsha, the Naga king called Causing Virtue, the Naga king Sunanda, the Naga king Sushaka, the Naga king Gavashirsha, and so forth. All of them proceeded to Rajagriha, to Vulture's Peak, where the Blessed One was. When they reached there, they prostrated with their heads at the feet of the Blessed One, circumambulated the Blessed One 3 times, and then they all sat down in front of the Blessed One. The Blessed One assented to their presence by remaining silent. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, arose, placed his upper robe over one shoulder, set his right knee on the ground, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He addressed the Blessed One as follows. Blessed One, 1 million devas, 1 million daughters of devas, and many millions of bodhisattvas have gathered. Blessed One, many millions of shravakas and also Naga kings have gathered and are seated to hear the Dharma. That being so, may the Tathagata, the Arhat, the perfect and complete Buddha, please teach that sort of approach into the ways of Dharma through which, as soon as they hear it, old sentient beings will purify all their karmic obstacles, and young sentient beings will make great effort at virtuous dharma and will attain special superiority, and their virtuous actions will not degenerate, will not at all degenerate, and will not become at all degenerated. He said, and the Blessed One spoke thus to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, that you thought to ask the Tathagata about this point is good, very good. Therefore, Sarvashura, listen well and attentively and keep it in mind, and I will tell you. Having said to the Blessed One just so, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, listened with full attention to the Blessed One. The Blessed One spoke thus to him. Sarvashura, there is a Dharma Paryaya called Sangata that even now is still active on this planet Earth. Whoever hears the Sangata Dharma Paryaya will have their 5 uninterrupted karmas purified, and they will never turn away from unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Sarvashura, what do you think about this? If you think that those who hear this Sangata Sutra will produce as much as the mass of merit of one Tathagata, you should not see it like that. Sarvashura said, well then, how should it be seen? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, those bodhisattvas, great beings, will also produce as much a mass of merit as the masses of merit of as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as grains of sand in the Ganges River. Sarvashura, those who hear this Sanghata Dhaparyaya will never turn away. They will see the Tathagata. They will never be separated from seeing the Tathagata. They will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. The virtuous dharmas that they will all achieve will not be overpowered by the wicked Mara. Sarvashura, all those who hear this Sankhata Sutra will understand arising and cessation. Then, at that moment, all of those bodhisattvas arose, placed their upper robe over one shoulder, set their right knee on the ground, and asked of the Blessed One, Blessed One, how much is the massive merit of one Tathagata? The Blessed One spoke as follows, Children of the lineage, listen to the measure of the massive merit of one Buddha. It is as follows. To make an analogy, as great as is the massive merit of as many bodhisattvas abiding on the 10 levels, as there are drops of water in the great ocean, and particles of dust on the planet Earth, and grains of sand in the Ganges River, the massive merit of one Buddha is much greater than that. As for those sentient beings who hear the Sanghata Dharma Pariyaya, the massive merit they will produce is much greater even than that. It is not possible to realize the limit of that massive merit by counting. Sarvashura, anyone who feels great joy at the time, at the moment when they hear these words, will produce an immeasurable mass of merit. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, who are those sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma? After he said this, the Blessed One spoke as follows to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, there are two sentient beings who thirst tremendously for the Dharma. If you wonder which those two are, Sarvashura, they are as follows. One has an equal mind toward all sentient beings. The second, Sarvashura, is anyone who, after hearing the Dharma, reveals it correctly and fully to all sentient beings equally. The Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said, Blessed One, who, after hearing the Dharma, reveals it correctly and fully to all sentient beings equally? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, the first of those who, having heard the Dharma, wholly dedicate themselves to enlightenment. When one has wholly dedicated oneself to enlightenment, one thirsts tremendously for Dharma for the sake of sentient beings. Sarvashura, the second are those who enter into the Mahayana. They are also always tremendously thirsty for the Dharma. Then the millions of devas, nagas, humans, and deva daughters arose, placed their palms together in front of the Blessed One, and addressed the Blessed One as follows. Blessed One, we too are tremendously thirsty for the Dharma. That being so, may the Blessed One completely fulfill our wishes and the wishes of all sentient beings. At that time, at that moment, the Blessed One displayed a smile. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, arose, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He addressed the Blessed One as follows. Blessed One, what is the cause of your smile? What is the condition? Then the Blessed One spoke to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, those sentient beings who came here will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. They will attain the full establishment of the objects of enjoyment of a Tathagata. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, due to what cause and what condition will the sentient beings who came here be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment? The Blessed One said, It is good, Sarvashura, very good, that you thought to ask the Tathagata about this point. Therefore, Sarvashura, listen to the distinctive qualities of dedication. Sarvashura, at a time long past, countless eons ago, a Tathagata, an Arhat, a perfect and complete Buddha named Ratnasri, endowed with knowledge and good conduct, gone to bliss, knower of the world, unsurpassed guide of beings to be tamed, teacher of devas and humans, a Buddha, a Blessed One, arose in the world. Sarvashura, at that time, at that moment, I was a Brahmin youth. All those sentient beings whom I was leading to the gnosis of a Buddha at that time, at that moment, had become wild animals. And so at that time, at that moment, I made this prayer. May all the wild animals who are now completely tormented by suffering be reborn in my Buddha field. May I establish them all in the gnosis of a Buddha. And all those wild animals, having heard those words, said, May it be so. Sarvashura, by this root of virtue, these sentient beings have come here and will be completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Thereupon, after hearing this greatly joyful thing from the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, what lifespan is possible for those sentient beings? The Blessed One said, A lifespan of 80 eons is possible for those sentient beings. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, how much is the measure of an eon? The Blessed One said, child of the lineage, listen, it is as follows. To make an analogy, a man built an enclosure 12 yojanas in circumference and 3 yojanas in height, and completely filled that enclosure with nothing but sesame seeds. Then, whenever 1,000 years had passed, that man cast a single sesame seed out from that enclosure that was completely filled with sesame seeds. In such a manner, even when that man comes to the end of all those sesame seeds, and even the foundation and base of that enclosure no longer exist, still an aeon would not have come to an end. Moreover, Sarvashuddha, it is as follows. To make an analogy, there is a mountain 50 yojanas in depth and some 12 yojanas in height. Then a man built a house on the side of that mountain, and for a long time, when 100 years passed, that man would wipe it once with a cloth of Banaras muslin. By his doing so, the mountain would come to an end. But even after it had, still an aeon would not have come to an end. Sarvashuddha, that is the measure of an aeon. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashuddha, arose and addressed the Blessed One. Blessed One, if even one dedication produces a large mass of merit, such that the lifespan of happy life can become 80 aeons, what need could there be to mention someone who offers an extremely great amount of reverential service to the teachings of the Tathagata? The Blessed One said, listen, child of the lineage, if anyone who hears the Sankhata Dharma Paryaya is able to have a lifespan of 84,000 aeons, what need is there to mention one who has the Sankhata Sutra written out and who reads it? Sarvashuddha, that one will produce an extremely large mass of merit. Sarvashuddha, anyone who has a mind inspired with pure faith and makes heartfelt prostrations to the Sankhata Sutra will remember their past lives for 95 aeons. They will become a wheel-turning king for 60 aeons. Even in that lifetime, everyone will like them. Sarvashuddha, their death will not be brought about by weapons. Their death will not be brought about by poison. They will not be harmed by black magic. Even at their time of death, they will see 99 million Buddhas directly. And, Sarvashuddha, those Buddhas, those blessed ones, will say to that person, holy being, because you have heard the great Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya explained well, therefore this mass of merit was created. And those 99 million Buddhas, the blessed ones, in their individual world systems, will also make a prediction. If this is so, Sarvashuddha, what need is there to mention anyone who hears all of this great Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya completely and extensively? Not only that, they will reassure that person, saying, do not fear. At that, the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashuddha, said to the Blessed One, when I too listen to the great Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya, what mass of merit will I produce, Blessed One? The Blessed One said, Sarvashuddha, that sentient being too will produce a mass of merit as much as the merit of the number of Buddhas, Tathagatas, equaling the grains of sand in the Ganges River. He said, Blessed One, when I listen to the great Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya, I can't get enough of it. The Blessed One said, Sarvashuddha, it is good, very good, that you are unable to get enough of Dharma teachings. Sarvashuddha, since I too am unable to get enough of Dharma teachings, Sarvashuddha, what need to mention that ordinary beings do not get enough? Sarvashuddha, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who generates faith in the Mahayana will not go to wrong migrations for 1,000 aeons. For 5,000 aeons they will not be born as an animal. For 12,000 aeons they will not be bad-minded. For 18,000 aeons they will not be born among beings in a remote region. For 20,000 aeons they will be courageous in giving. For 25,000 aeons they will be born in the world of Deva. For 35,000 aeons they will engage in the practice of celibacy. For 40,000 aeons they will renounce the householder's way of life. For 50,000 aeons they will uphold the Dharma. And for 65,000 aeons they will meditate on mindfulness of death. Sarvashuddha, not even the slightest bad karma will occur to that son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage. The wicked Maras will find no opportunity with them. They will never be born in the womb of a mother. Sarvashuddha, those who hear this Dharma Paryaya, no matter where they are born, for 95 countless aeons will not fall into wrong realms. For 8,000 aeons they will retain what they have heard. For 1,000 aeons they will abandon killing. For 99,000 aeons they will abandon telling lies. For 13,000 aeons they will abandon divisive speech. Sarvashuddha, sentient beings who have heard this Dharma Paryaya are rare. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashuddha, arose, placed his upper robe over one shoulder, set his right knee on the ground, placed his palms together, and bowed down to the Blessed One. He said to the Blessed One, how large a mass of bad karma will those who reject this Dharma Paryaya produce? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, it is much. He said, Blessed One, how large a mass of bad karma will those sentient beings produce? The Blessed One said, Be quiet, Sarvashura, be quiet. Do not ask me about the masses of bad karma. Sarvashura, compared to generating ill will toward as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as there are grains of sand in 12 Ganges rivers, those who disparage the Sangata Sutra will produce a far greater mass of non-virtue. Sarvashura, those who generate ill will toward the Mahayana will also produce a far greater mass of non-virtue than that. Sarvashura, those sentient beings are burnt. They are just burnt. Sarvashura asked, Blessed One, is it not possible to liberate these sentient beings? The Blessed One said, That is so, Sarvashura. It is impossible to liberate them. Sarvashura, it is as follows. To make an analogy, if someone were to cut off a man's head, if that person were to apply as a poultice to his head either honey or sugar or molasses or butter or vegetable oil or any medicinal poultice, what do you think about this, Sarvashura? Would this person be able to rise up again? Sarvashura said, Blessed One, this cannot be. I said, Moreover, Sarvashura, there would also be another man. When he struck another sentient being with a sharp weapon, although he was unable to kill him by striking one blow, Sarvashura, a wound would occur. If medicine were applied, his wound would heal. At the time when he is revived, recalling the suffering, that man would think, Now I understand, and therefore at no time will I create wicked, non-virtuous karma. Just like the one who works in this way, Sarvashura, when that man recalls suffering, he completely abandons wickedness. At that time, all the Dharma becomes manifest. When all the Dharma has become manifest, at that time he will bring to completion all the virtuous Dharma teachings. Sarvashura, it is as follows. To make an analogy, just as the parents of a man who died grieve and lament, but nevertheless have no ability to protect him, in the same way, Sarvashura, childish ordinary individuals are also unable to help themselves or others. Like those parents whose hopes were dashed, these sentient beings too will have their hopes dashed at the time of death. Sarvashura, there are two sentient beings whose hopes have been dashed. Who are the two? They are as follows. One is a sentient being who does wicked actions or has them done. The other is one who abandons the holy Dharma. Both these sentient beings have their hopes dashed at their time of death. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, what is the migration path of these sentient beings? What is their life afterwards? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, limitless are the migrations of sentient beings who disparage the holy Dharma. Limitless, too, are their future lives. Sarvashura, sentient beings who abandon the holy Dharma will experience feelings for an eon in the sentient being's great hell of lamentation, for an eon in the crushing hell, an eon in the hot hell, an eon in the extremely hot hell, an eon in the great hell of black lines, an eon in the great hell of Avicii, an eon in the great hell called hair rising, an eon in the great hell of calling out alas, and Sarvashura, they will have to experience the sufferings of these eight great hells for eight eons. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said the following to the Blessed One. Blessed One, it is suffering. Sugata, it is suffering. Hearing of it is not joyful. Then the Blessed One at time uttered these verses. How beings in the being's hell experience such sufferings, greatly fearsome words like these you find no joy in hearing. For those who do virtuous actions, goodness is what comes to pass. For those who do non-virtuous actions, that becomes suffering indeed. Those who do not know happiness's cause, once they are born, will be tormented by death and by the pain of their bondage to grief. These childish ones will always suffer. Those who recall the Buddha as supreme, these skillful ones indeed are happy. Those who have faith in the Mahayana too will not go to bad migrations. Sarvashura, in just this way, propelled by previous karma, those who have done merely a small deed will experience endless results. In the Buddha field, the supreme field, if one plants a seed, great will be the fruit. Just as many fruits are enjoyed from planting but a few seeds, so those who delight in the conqueror's teachings, these skillful ones indeed are happy. They abandon wicked deeds and create much virtue too. Anyone who gives to my teachings an offering of even just a mere hair will for 80,000 eons have great possessions and much wealth too. Wherever it is that they are born, they will always be generous. Thus, greatly fruitful is the Buddha, a profound place for giving. Then the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, how should one seek out the Dharma taught by the Blessed One? Blessed One, how will one take firm hold of the roots of virtue after hearing the Sanghata Sutra Dharma Pariyaya? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, one should know that the massive merit of one who listens to this Sanghata Sutra Dharma Pariyaya is just like offering reverential service to as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as there are grains of sand in 12 Ganges rivers, providing them with everything required for their happiness. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, how are the roots of virtue to be brought to completion? He asked this, and the Blessed One said to Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, These roots of virtue are to be understood to be equal to a Tathagata. What are these roots of virtue that are to be understood to be equal to a Tathagata? The Blessed One said, An orator of the Dharma is to be understood to be equal to a Tathagata. Sarvashura said, Blessed One, who is an orator of the Dharma? Anyone who reads out the Sanghata Sutra is an orator of the Dharma. Sarvashura said, Blessed One, since even those who hear the Sanghata Sutra Dharma Pariyaya will produce such a massive merit, what need is there to mention those who write it out and read it? How much a massive merit will they produce? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, listen, it is as follows. To make an analogy, in each of the four directions, as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as there are grains of sand in 12 Ganges rivers, could sit and teach the Dharma for 12 eons. Yet even if they described the massive merit of the one writing out the Sanghata Sutra, they would not be able to comprehend its end nor express it in words. If even as many Buddhas, blessed ones, as there are grains of sand in 48 Ganges rivers, are unable to express the massive merit of the one writing it out, what need is there to mention that whoever writes it out or reflects on it or reads it will become a treasury of the Dharma? The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, how much will be the mass of merit of the one who reads it? Then at that time the Blessed One spoke these verses. As for the virtues of those who have read one mere stanza of four lines, though conquerors as many as grains of sand in 84 of the Ganges rivers, should describe uninterruptedly all the merit of those who have read the sutra, the Sanghata, still that merit would not run out. The Dharma taught by enlightened ones is hard to find and limitless. At the time, and at that moment as well, 84 hundreds of thousands of myriad millions of devas placed their palms together and bowed down toward where the teaching of the Sanghata Sutra Dharma Pariyaya was. They said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, for whatever purpose the Blessed One deposited such a Dharma treasury on this planet Earth, it is good, very good. 1,800,000 myriad millions of naked ascetics from other traditions arrived at the place where the Blessed One was and said to the Blessed One, Ascetic Gautama, sir, be victorious. The Blessed One said, The Tathagata is always victorious. Sirs, heretical nudists, how could you heretics be victorious? They said, May you be victorious, ascetic Gautama, may you be victorious. The Blessed One said, I see no victor amongst you. If you abide in a wrong way, how are you to be victors? You naked ones, listen as I express something to benefit you. To a childish mind there is nothing pleasant. How are you to be victors? Therefore with a Buddha eye, I will teach also the profound path. Then those naked ascetics became angry at the Blessed One and generated a mind of disbelief. At that time, at that moment, Indra, the lord of the devas, wielded his thunderbolt. At that, those 18 million naked ascetics were overcome with fear and stricken with great suffering. They wept and their tears began to flow. The Blessed One also made his body disappear, and at that, the naked ascetics sobbed and their faces filled with tears. Not seeing the Blessed One, they spoke these verses. There is no friend to defend us here, likewise no father and no mother. What we see is like a wilderness, no vacant house or place to stay. Nor is there even water here, there are no trees nor any birds. Here no living beings are seen, with no protector we feel suffering. Since we do not see the Tathagata, what we experience is greatly unbearable. Then at that time too, the 18 million naked ascetics arose and knelt with both feet on the ground. They raised their voices and sang out, Tathagata, endowed with compassion, complete Buddha, supreme among humans, please do what will benefit us. Be the refuge for beings in despair. Then the Blessed One displayed a smile and said to the Bodhisattva Sarvashura, Sarvashura, go and explain the Dharma to the heretical naked ascetics from other traditions. He spoke thus, and the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the Blessed One, Blessed One, if the Black Mountain demolishes its boulders, prostrating with its peak to Mount Sumeru, the King of Mountains, how am I to teach the Dharma while the Tathagata is present? The Blessed One said, Be quiet, child of the lineage. The skillful means of the Buddhas are many, so go, Sarvashura. Look among the world systems in the 10 directions and see where Tathagatas are appearing and where their seats set up. Sarvashura, I myself will teach the Dharma to the heretical naked ascetics from other traditions. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, by whose supernatural power shall I go? By means of my own supernatural power, or rather by the supernatural power of the Tathagata? The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, go by the blessing of the strength of your own supernatural power. Sarvashura, come back by the Tathagata's supernatural power. Then the Bodhisattva Sarvashura arose, circumambulated the Blessed One, and disappeared on that very spot. Then the Blessed One taught the Dharma to those heretics from other traditions. Friends, birth is suffering. Birth itself is also suffering. Once one is born, there arise many fears of suffering. From birth, fears of sickness arise. From sickness, fears of aging arise. From aging, fears of death arise. Blessed One, what is it to say that from birth, fear of being born will be born? From being born as a human, many fears arise. Fear of the king arises. Fear of thieves arises. Fear of fire arises. Fear of poison arises. Fear of water arises. Fear of wind arises. Fear of worlds arises. Fear of the actions one has done arises. The Blessed One taught the Dharma in many forms, such as this topic of birth. And at that time, at that moment, the heretical naked ascetics from other traditions were utterly terrified and said, From now on we will never again aspire to be born. When the Blessed One explained the Sanghata Sutra Dharma Pariyaya, the 18 million heretical naked ascetics from other traditions fully completed the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. From his own retinue as well, 18,000 bodhisattvas were established on the mounds, and they all emanated supernatural displays as well, such as the form of a horse, the form of an elephant, the form of a tiger, the form of a Garuda, the form of Mount Sumeru, and forms like the pattern of a swastika, and some displayed the form of a tree. They all sat cross-legged on lotus thrones as well. 9,000 million bodhisattvas sat down to the right of the Blessed One. 9,000 million bodhisattvas sat down to the left of the Blessed One, and the Blessed One remained in meditative equipoise the entire time and appeared to teach the Dharma through skillful means. On the seventh day, the Blessed One stretches out the palm of his hand and knows that the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, is coming there from the Padmottara world system. When the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, was going to the Padmottara world system, by the blessing of the strength of his own supernatural powers, he arrived there in 7 days. When the Blessed One stretched out his hand, at that time the Bodhisattva Sarvashura was in the presence of the Blessed One. After circumambulating the Blessed One 3 times, his mind became inspired with pure faith in the Blessed One. He placed his palms together, bowed down to the Blessed One, and said this to the Blessed One. Blessed One, when I went to all the world systems of the 10 directions, Blessed One, by one of my supernatural powers, I saw 99,000 million Buddha fields, and by 2 supernatural powers, I saw 1,000 million Blessed Ones. On the 7th day, I arrived at the Padmottara world system, and on the way I also saw hundreds of thousands of millions of unshakable Buddha fields. Then, Blessed One, first I saw the supernatural displays of the Buddhas, the Blessed Ones, and I saw Tathagatas teaching the Dharma in 92,000 million Buddha fields. And on that very day, in 80,000 million Buddha fields, I saw 80,000 million Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, arising in the world. After making prostrations to all those Blessed Ones, I went further. Blessed One, on that very day, I passed 39,000 million Buddha fields, and in those 39,000 million Buddha fields, there also arose 39,000 million bodhisattvas. And on that very day, they were completely enlightened in the unsurpassed, perfect, and complete enlightenment. I circumambulated those Blessed Ones, Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, 3 times, and became invisible by means of supernatural power. Blessed One, in 60 million Buddha fields also, I saw Buddhas, Blessed Ones. Blessed One, I made prostrations to the Buddha fields and to the Buddhas and continued on straight away. Blessed One, in another 8 million Buddha fields, I saw Tathagatas producing the deed of passing into Nirvana. After making prostrations to those Tathagatas as well, I continued on straight away. Moreover, Blessed One, in 95 million Buddha fields, I saw the disappearance of the Holy Dharma, and, Blessed One, I became distressed and burst into tears. Moreover, I saw devas, nagas, yakshas, rakshasas, and many embodied beings of the desire realm, weeping, pierced with great agonizing pains. Moreover, similarly, Blessed One, after making prostrations to these Buddha fields, together with their oceans, with their Mount Sumeros, and with their land, that were all without exception burnt, I fell into despair and left. Blessed One, up until I came to the Padmottara world system, Blessed One, I saw 500,000 million thrones set up too. 100,000 million thrones were set up in the southern direction. I saw 100,000 million thrones set up in the northern direction. 100,000 million thrones set up in the eastern direction. 100,000 million thrones set up in the western direction. And 100,000 million thrones set up in the upper direction. Also, Blessed One, those thrones that had been set up were made solely from the seven precious substances, and on all these thrones too, Tathagatas are seated and teach the Dharma. I was amazed at those Blessed Ones, and so I asked those Tathagatas, what is the name of this Buddha world system? And those Blessed Ones said, Child of the lineage, this world system is named Padmottara. Then, Blessed One, after I had circumambulated those Tathagatas, I asked the name of that Buddha field's Tathagata. They said, the one called Tathagata, Arhat, perfect and complete Buddha Padmagarbha, performs the activities of a Buddha in this Buddha field. Then I asked this of them, since there are many hundreds of thousands of millions of Buddhas, and since I do not know the Tathagata, Arhat, perfect and complete Buddha Padmagarbha, which is that one? That Tathagata said, Child of the lineage, I will show you the one called Tathagata, Arhat, perfect and complete Buddha Padmagarbha. Then the bodies of all those Tathagatas disappeared, and they appeared only in the forms of bodhisattvas. Alone Tathagata was apparent, and I made prostrations with my head at the feet of that Tathagata. As soon as I went there, a throne appeared, and I went to that throne. And, Blessed One, at that time many thrones appeared, but not seeing anyone on those thrones, I said to that Tathagata, Blessed One, I do not see any sentient beings at all on these thrones. And the Tathagata said, Sentient beings who have not produced the root of virtue do not have the power to sit on those thrones. I said, Blessed One, after sowing what kind of root of virtues does one come to be on those thrones? That Blessed One said, Listen, child of the lineage, sentient beings who have heard the Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya, by that root of virtue will sit on these thrones. And there is no need to mention those who have written it out or read it. Sarvashura, you have heard the Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya, and therefore you are sitting on this seat. Otherwise, how would you have entered into this Buddha field? That Blessed One spoke thus, and I said the following to that Blessed One. Blessed One, how much is the mass of merit that will be produced by those who hear the Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya? Then the Blessed One, the Padmagarbha Tathagata, displayed a smile. I asked that Blessed One for what purpose that Blessed One displayed a smile. Blessed One, what is the reason and for what sort of purpose did the Tathagata display a smile? That Blessed One said, Child of the lineage, Bodhisattva, great being Sarvashura, he who has attained great power, listen. It is as follows. To make an analogy, someone is a wheel-turning king ruling four continents. If he plants sesame in the fields of the four continents, Sarvashura, what do you think about this? Would many of his seeds grow? Sarvashura said, Blessed One, many. Sugata, many. The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, from those sesame seeds, a sentient being would make a single pile. And some other person would take each sesame seed from that pile of sesame seeds, one by one, and place it aside. Sarvashura, what do you think about this? Would that sentient being be able to count those sesame seeds or make an analogy of them? The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed One, he would not. Sugata, he would not. He would be incapable of counting those sesame seeds or making an analogy. Likewise, Sarvashura, apart from the Tathagata, no one else can make an analogy for the massive merit of the Sankhata Sutra Dharma Paryaya. Sarvashura, it is as follows. To make an analogy, even if as many Tathagatas as there were sesame seeds should all declare the merits of the roots of virtue from hearing the Sankhata Dharma Paryaya, they would not come to the end of that merit, even through an analogy. That being the case, there is no need to mention one who writes it out and reads it and has it written. The Bodhisattva Sarvashura said, Blessed one, what sort of massive merit will be produced by the one who writes it out? The blessed one said, Child of the lineage, listen. Someone cuts up all the grass or wood of a galaxy of a billion world systems to the size of a mere finger width. And, Sarvashura, listen to a second analogy, too. If as many stones or cliffs, earth or particle of dust as there are in a galaxy of a billion world systems were to become world-turning kings ruling four continents, would it be possible for someone to make an analogy of their merit? Sarvashura said, Blessed one, it would not, except for the Tathagata. Similarly, Sarvashura, it is impossible to make an analogy for the massive merit of the one who writes out the Sangata Sutra Dharmapariyaya either. Compared to the massive merit of that many wheel-turning kings, one who writes down even just one syllable of this Dharmapariyaya and sets it up will produce a much greater massive merit. Those wheel-turning kings are not like that, although their merit is extremely large. Sarvashura, likewise, the merit of a bodhisattva, a great being, who remains upholding and practicing the holy dharma of the Mahayana, cannot be overshadowed by a wheel-turning king. Likewise, an analogy cannot be made for the massive merit of the one who writes out the Sankhata Sutra Dharmapariyaya. Sarvashura, this Sankhata Sutra reveals treasuries of merit. It pacifies all that is delusional. It makes the lamp of all dharmas blaze brightly. It defeats all the wicked maras. It makes the abodes of all the bodhisattvas blaze brightly. It brings about the complete accomplishment of all dharmas. He spoke thus, and the bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura, said to the one, Blessed one, here the practice of celibacy is a very difficult practice. If one wonders what the reason for this is, blessed one, a Tathagata's practice is rare, and likewise the practice of celibacy is also rare. At the time when one engages in the practice of celibacy, one will see the Tathagata directly. Day and night one will see the Tathagata. At the time one sees the Tathagata directly and looks at the Tathagata day and night, one sees the Buddha field. When one sees the Buddha field, one sees all the treasures. When it is one's time to die, terror will not be born. One will not be born in a mother's womb at all. One will not become sorrowful at all. One will not be bound by the noose of craving. He said this, and the Blessed One spoke thus to the Bodhisattva, the great being Sarvashura. Sarvashura, the arising of Tathagatas is rare. He said, Blessed one, it is rare. Sugata, it is difficult to find. The Blessed One said, Sarvashura, likewise this Sangata Sutra Dharmapariyaya is also difficult to find. Sarvashura, anyone whose ear this Sangata Dharmapariyaya falls upon will recollect past lives for 80 eons. For 60,000 eons they will attain wheel-turning kingship. For 8,000 eons they will attain the position of Indra. For 20,000 eons they will be born equal in fortune to the devas of the pure abodes. For 38,000 eons they will become the great Brahma. For 99,000 eons they will not fall down into wrong realms. For 100,000 eons they will not be born among pretas. For 28,000 eons they will not be born among animals. For 13,000 eons they will not be born in the form of an asura. Their death will not be brought about by weapons. For 25,000 eons their wisdom will not be distorted. For 7,000 eons they will exercise wisdom. For 9,000 eons they will be handsome and lovely. They will be just like the form bodies accomplished by the Tathagata. For 15,000 eons they will not be born as a wife. For 16,000 eons their body will not be stricken with illness. For 35,000 eons they will possess the divine eye. For 19,000 eons they will not be born in the birthplaces of Nagas. For 60,000 eons they will not be overcome by anger. For 7,000 eons, they will not be born into an impoverished household. For 80,000 eons, they will be active on two continents. Even when they become impoverished, they will be this sort of happiness. For 12,000 eons, they will not be born in the birthplace of a blind person. For 13,000 eons, they will not be born in bad migrations. For 11,000 eons, they will be sages propounding patience. Also, at the time of death, when the final consciousness ceases, they will not have incorrect perceptions. They will not be overcome by anger. In the eastern direction, they will see as many Buddhas, blessed ones, as there are grains of sand in 12 Ganges rivers. In the southern direction, they will see directly 20 million Buddhas. In the western direction, they will see as many Buddhas, blessed ones, as there are grains of sand in 25 Ganges rivers. In the northern direction, they will see directly as many Buddhas, blessed ones, as there are grains of sand in 80 Ganges rivers. In the upward direction, they will see directly 90,000 million Buddhas, blessed ones. In the downward direction, they will see directly as many Buddhas, blessed ones, as there are grains of sand in 100 million Ganges rivers, and they will all say to that child of the lineage, Child of the lineage, you have heard the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya, and therefore in future lives there will be this many good qualities, benefits, and happiness. Therefore, do not be afraid. Saying that, they will reassure that person. O child of the lineage, have you seen many hundreds of thousands of myriad millions of Tathagatas, as many grains of sand in Ganges rivers? He says, Blessed one, I have seen them. Sugata, I have seen them. He speaks, O child of the lineage, these Tathagatas have arrived to see you. He says, What sort of virtuous action did I do that this many Tathagatas have arrived at the place where I am? He speaks, Child of the lineage, listen, you obtained a human body. The Sanghata Dharma Paryaya fell upon your ear, and therefore, due to that, you created this great a mass of merit. He says, Blessed one, if even my mass of merit becomes this much, what need is there to mention one who hears it comprehensively in its entirety? He speaks, Be quiet, be quiet. O child of the lineage, I will describe the merit of a four-line verse, therefore listen. Child of the lineage, it is as follows. To make an analogy, even compared to the mass of merit of as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as there are grains of sand in 13 Ganges rivers, it produces a much greater mass of merit than that. Compared to one who honors as many Tathagatas, Arhats, perfect and complete Buddhas, as there are grains of sand in 13 Ganges rivers, if even one who hears just a four-line verse from the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya will produce a much greater mass of merit than that, what need is there to mention someone who hears it comprehensively in its entirety? Child of the lineage, listen to this regarding one who hears the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya comprehensively in its entirety. If there were as many wheel-turning kings as a number of sesame seeds planted in the whole galaxy of a billion world systems, and a rich person with much wealth and great possessions made offerings to those wheel-turning kings, compared to that, one who makes offering to one stream enterer produces a much greater mass of merit. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world system become stream enterers, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offerings to all of them, the mass of merit produced by one who makes offerings to one once returner would be much greater. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world systems were once returners, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offerings to all of them, the mass of merit produced by one who makes offerings to one non-returner would be much greater. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world systems were non-returners, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offerings to all of them, the mass of merit produced by one who makes offerings to one arhat would be much greater. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world systems were arhats, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offerings to all of them, the mass of merit produced by one who makes offerings to one Pratyeka Buddha would be much greater. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world systems were Pratyeka Buddhas, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offering to all of them, the mass of merit produced by one who makes offerings to one Bodhisattva would be much greater. If all those sentient beings of the galaxy of a billion world systems were Bodhisattvas, compared to the mass of merit of one who makes offerings to all of them, if the mass of merit produced by one who makes their mind inspired with pure faith in one Tathagata and makes their mind inspired with trust toward a galaxy of a billion world systems completely full of Tathagatas, and one who hears the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya would produce a much greater mass of merit than that, then, Sarvashura, what need is there to mention whoever writes out the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya, or memorizes it, or reads it, or who comprehends it completely? Sarvashuddha, what need is there even to mention prostrating with a mind inspired with pure faith towards this Sanghata Dharma Paryaya? Sarvashuddha, what do you think about this? One might wonder whether all childish ordinary individuals are able to hear this, but even if they hear it, they will not generate faith. Sarvashuddha, listen. Is there anyone among childish ordinary individuals who is able to get to the bottom of the great ocean? He said, Blessed one, there is not. He said, Is there any sentient being who could deplete the ocean with the palm of one hand? He said, Blessed one, there is not. Sugata, there is not. He said, Sarvashuddha, just as there is no sentient being at all able to dry up the great ocean, Sarvashuddha, nor is any sentient being of lower aspiration able to listen to this Dharma Paryaya. Sarvashura, those who have not seen as many millions of Tathagatas as there are grains of sand in 80 Ganges rivers are unable to write out the Sangata Dharma Paryaya. Those who have not seen as many Tathagatas as there are grains of sand in 90 Ganges rivers are unable to listen to the Dharma Paryaya. Those who have not seen hundreds of thousands of myriad millions of Tathagatas, having heard this Dharma Paryaya, will reject it. Sarvashura, those who have seen as many as 100 million Tathagatas as there are grains of sand in the Ganges River, when they hear this Dharma Paryaya, will produce a mind inspired with pure faith. They will be delighted. They will understand correctly, exactly as it is. That one will have faith in the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya and will not reject it. Sarvashura, listen. Those who write out just a four-line verse from the Sanghata Sutra, after they pass 95,000 million world systems, their Buddha field will become just like the Sukhavati world system. Sarvashura, the lifespan of those sentient beings will have the capacity to be 84,000 eons. Sarvashura, listen. As for those bodhisattvas, those great beings, who hear as little as a four-line verse from this Sanghata Dharma Paryaya, Sarvashura, it is as follows. To make an analogy, a sentient being who has committed the five uninterrupted actions, order them done, or rejoice in their doing, will purify the bad karma of the five uninterrupted actions if they too hear just a four-line verse from the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya. It is like that. Listen, Sarvashura, and I will explain still another good quality. It is as follows. To make an analogy, a sentient being destroyed stupas, causes a division within the Sangha, causes a bodhisattva to waver from their meditative absorption, creates an obstruction to the wisdom of a Buddha, and takes human life. Afterwards, that sentient being regrets it and is distressed. By this body I have been ruined, and ruined in the next life too. I am worthless. Thinking thus, there arises intense contemplation, and he experiences painful feelings. He experiences unbearable feelings. Sarvashura, that sentient being is rejected by all sentient beings. He is despised. This sentient being is burnt and worthless. He has become worthless with regard to worldly and supermundane phenomena as well. For many eons, this man will be like a log burnt to cinder. This man will be just like pillars and beams in a nicely painted house that are not beautiful once they are burnt. He is not lovely in this world either. Wherever he goes, in all those places, sentient beings will criticize and beat him too. And though afflicted with hunger and thirst, he will not obtain even the slightest bit to eat or drink. On account of that, he experiences a feeling of suffering and is reminded of the destruction of the stupas and of the five uninterrupted actions out of hunger and thirst and abuse. And having been reminded on account of that, he thinks, "Where am I to go? Who is my protector?" And he becomes depressed by the suffering, thinking, "Since no one at all is a protector to me here, let me go to a mountain or ravine and there put an end to my life." He said, "Since I have done wicked acts, I'm like a cinder forever burnt, both in this world not lovely and in the next world lovely not. Within the house too not lovely, also outside lovely not. Due to flaws I did wicked deeds, through them to lower realms I go. I will suffer too in other lives in whatever bad state I dwell." As he sobbed and choked on tears, even by devas his words were heard. "Alas, to lower realms I go. Thus in the life beyond there is no hope." The deva said to him, "Foolish person thinking so, drop the suffering mind and go. Father killed and mother killed. Since five heinous deeds I did, refuge, comrade, none for me. Suffering feelings I will have. To the mountain peak I'll go, my body there to cast away. Foolish being, do not go. With this mind that would do harm, much wickedness was done by you. Do not do this wicked act. Who does harm unto themselves, to the suffering hells will go. They will grieve and cry aloud, and due to that fall to the ground. Not by that effort do Buddhas come to be, nor do bodhisattvas come about. Even a hearer's vehicle is not attained, so by another effort strive. Go to that mountain where a sage is." Having gone and seen the magnanimous sage at his feet, he paid homage with his head. "Holy being, be a refuge for me. I'm so oppressed by fears, by woes. Essence of beings, sage, please hear my words. Please sit and make an opportunity for thought. Explain virtuous dharma for even just an instant, since I'm oppressed by terror and pain. Please sit just for a short while. Let me confess the many wicked deeds I've done. May the sage please speak to me. The sage said, Weeping and sorrow and overcome with grief, you are afflicted by hunger and thirst, traveling in the three worlds in despair. Therefore, eat the food I give. In order to satisfy the body, the sage gave food. After eating this delightful, tasty food, a being will feel extreme joy. The Dharma that purifies all wickedness, later I will explain to you. Then, in one instant, he ate that delicious food of his. Having eaten, he washed his hands and circumambulated the sage. As he sat with his legs crossed, whatever he'd done that was wrong, he told. Father killed and mother killed, and stupid destruction I have done. I blocked a bodhisattva in his pursuit of enlightenment. When he heard these words of his, the sage then spoke these words. Since you have done wicked acts, O my, you are not virtuous. Make a confession of the wicked acts that you have done or ordered done. At that time, at that moment, he was pierced with agonizing pains and became distressed with terror. He said to the sage, Who will be my protector? Since I have done wicked acts, I will undergo suffering. Then that man placed both knees on the ground and said to the sage, All the wicked deeds I've done and ordered done, I now confess. May they not bring wicked results. May I not experience suffering. Let me become close to you. Sage, please become my refuge. Make me without regret and at peace, and thus pacify my bad karma. Then at that time, at that moment, that sage said to the man, reassuring him, Being, I will be your refuge. I will be your support. I will be the friend who defends you. So listen to the Dharma in my presence without fear. Have you heard even a little of the Dharmaparyaya called Sanghata? That one said, I have not heard it at all. The sage said, Who will teach the Dharma to a burnt sentient being except for one who abides in compassion and, due to that, teaches the Dharma to sentient beings? He said, Child of the lineage, listen further. At a time immeasurably long ago, immeasurably many eons past, at that time there was a righteous Dharma king named King Vimalachandra. Child of the lineage, a son was born into the house of King Vimalachandra. Thereupon the great King Vimalachandra assembled the augural Brahmins and said to them, Brahmins, what sort of sign do you see for the youth? Then the augural Brahmin said, Great king, it is not good. This youth was born is not good. The king said, Brahmins, what will become of him? The augur said, King, if he attains the age of 7 years, this youth will endanger the life of his mother and father. At that, the king spoke as follows, Even if there may be an obstacle to my life, fair enough, but I will not kill this son of mine. It is very rare to attain birth as a human in this world. Therefore, I will not commit such harm to the body of any human. After that, the youth grew rapidly. Specifically, when he reached the age of 1 month, he had grown the amount that others grow in 2 years. After that, the king Vimalachandra knew, too, that the youth had grown because of karma that the king himself had accumulated. Then the king gave his kingdom to that youth and spoke as follows, May you become a king well-renowned and with a vast dominion. Rule righteously with Dharma, not by what is not Dharma. Then, having granted him the kingdom, he bestowed on him the title king, and King Vimalachandra acts no more as king of his own land. Then the million ministers proceeded to the place where King Vimalachandra was, and having reached there, they spoke to King Vimalachandra as follows, O great king, why is it that you are not now acting as king of your own land? The king said, For immeasurably many eons, although I have ruled as one having kingdoms, wealth, and power, I have never had enough. And at that time, at that moment, before much time had passed, that child took the life of his father and mother, and therein he accumulated the karma of the uninterrupted actions. O being, I also remember the time when suffering feelings arose for that king, and he felt regret and sobbed, choking on tears, and I generated a mind of great compassion for him. Having gone there, I taught the Dharma, and when he too heard that Dharma, those uninterrupted actions were quickly purified without any remainder. He said, Those great ascetics who hear the Sanghata Dharma Paryaya, King of Sutras, will attain the unsurpassed source of Dharma, the purification of all wickedness, and the pacification of all that is delusional. The Dharma that swiftly sets you free, I shall explain, so listen well. If just a single four-line verse is explained in a continual stream, all wickedness will be purified and stream entry will be attained. From all wickedness one is released. With this solemn utterance, suffering beings are completely freed from the bondage of the fear of hell. Then the man rose from his seat, placed his palms together as he prostrated to him with head bent down. He approved by saying, "Excellent. Excellent those friends. Excellent those who teach the great method, the Sangata Sutra, which destroys wickedness. And also for those who hear it, excellent."